880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, man, am I fired up. What a gorgeous day outside it is today, and I hope you're really enjoying it. We have got an awesome show for you today. The stock market recovered a bunch of its losses. I don't know if it's Ebola, gas prices, or instability in Europe, but there's something going on to affect the stock market. I don't know what it is, so I'm not going to comment on it. But we are going to have a great show today. We're going to talk about new trends in real estate investing and capitalization. We're going to have Jean-Louis Guinchard. He's going to tell me how I messed up his name. He's the senior managing principal and founding partner at Silver Portal Capital. He's got 25 years of investment banking experience, merchant banking experience, private equity experience. We're going to talk about new ideas in buying, selling, and capitalizing commercial real estate transactions, as well as the changing role of the family office in real estate. So if you're on I-95, calm down. If you're getting ready to get on I-95, really calm down. If you're listening to this, don't calm down. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to talk real estate. It's going to be great.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
You know, as we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts, and with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute and the new high definitions they have over there, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. This is my favorite part of this ad. Call 305-243, here it is, 2020, to schedule a consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom Palmer's been ranked the number one eye hospital in the country for now 11 years in a row by U.S. News & World Report. Visit BascomPalmer.org, or here it comes again, or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, there's 18,000 dealers in the U.S., and Warren Henry took top honors for another year, ranking among the best dealerships to work for, proving the greatness that they've achieved in satisfying their customers that comes from within their great culture and environment. I give a high five to my buddies at Warren Henry, especially Larry Zinn. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I've taken a deep breath and I've calmed down. Not really. Okay, we're going to talk about new trends in real estate investing and capitalization. We've got one of my new good friends, Jean-Louis Guinchard. He's a senior managing principal, Silver Portal Capital, and I promised him I'd only butcher his name six times today. So, JL, he's the senior managing principal of Silver Portal Capital. Who's that? Well, that's a big broker-dealer in San Diego that's got a lot of interesting things that they're doing in real estate. Previous to being at Silver Portal, JL was with the Latin American and Corporate Investment Merchant Bank of Bank of America Securities. You know, there's a typo in your Bank of America. Did that have a CK or just a C?
No, it's a C because it's separated from a bank and a broker-dealer.
Oh, my gosh. Then I made a typo on the email, but that's okay. And before joining BAS, JL spent 12 years with Solomon Brothers and Goldman Sachs. He's smart. He's sharp. He knows how to do business with private investors, corporate finance, M&A. He's the man. He went to UT Texas, Hook'em Horns. That's for you, Gordy. We're going to talk about buying, selling, and capitalizing commercial real estate transactions. And we're going to talk about the changing role the family offices play in real estate. I've taken up the whole time. Sorry, JM. We're out of time.
That's perfect. You did such a good job.
So listen, really, taking a step back, what does Silver Portal do and what's their role in the real estate industry today?
Sure. Well, thank you very much, Jim, for letting me be here. This sounds awesome.
And actually say something.
This is great. You know, certainly a big fan of your program, and it's wonderful to be here. And you know, certainly I wish I could share sort of your enthusiasm, you know, as much as, you know, sort of we see sort of the great state of, you know, Florida and what's happening here in Miami is truly remarkable. So I can certainly share that enthusiasm with you.
Yeah, we're on fire and so am I.
But anyway, Silver Portal is a boutique investment and merchant bank. We focus purely on real estate operators. We help them put together joint venture partnerships with institutional capital partners, pension funds, endowments, insurance companies. We also are a large advisor to, you know, real estate operators. We've been in the business for, you know, since 2001, and we have several partnerships with some of the top operators in the United States, and so we've been very, very active in multiple different areas.
Wow, that's really great. Back to you, Jim. Now, JL, you know, I've just been really impressed with this new product. I've been in the real estate business for quite some time, and my friends at Inland Real Estate introduced me to you. They've got a brand new product. I don't know what I can and can't say about what I do, so I'm just going to talk to you about what you do. Since you're the compliance officer, I don't want to get myself in trouble. Now, what do you do with Inland that's so cutting edge that I reoriented some of my business to working with you?
Well, effectively, what you're referring to is Inland has, you know, one of the largest real estate companies in the United States. You know, they've been very active acquirers and managers of real estate. They've, you know, a company that has well north of $40 billion worth of assets, you know, track record that's impeccable, a reputation that's impeccable. Anyway, what these guys have done so well is package real estate, you know, very effectively in the form of Delaware statutory trusts for people that are affecting 1031 exchanges and then reoffering those to individual investors through, you know, multiple different platforms. And so we have, you know, wonderful sort of relationship with the Inland Group. They're one of the top firms in real estate that we've had the privilege of working with over multiple years. And their product is something so unique in the market. You know, so for individuals that are looking to affect a 1031 exchange, this is something that represents a turnkey solution to most investors that are looking to find replacement properties within a specific period of time, which is very, very difficult to do in today's environment.
Well, I know, but it's always been difficult. And about 10 or 15 years ago, some guys out of Chicago came up with this concept called a TIC. So what makes this any different than a TIC?
Well, a TIC for, you know, your money of your listeners is a tenant in common structure. There are many inherent flaws with a tenant in common structure, and this is nothing like that. There are certain similarities, but a tenant in common structure effectively offers, in previously, tenant in common structures, what they did were allowed up to 35 investors to invest in a particular real estate, you know, property or portfolio of properties. Some inherent flaws with that structure included you had to have 30 unanimous consent among 35.
Well, that's easy to get. Especially when you're going down the tubes and half of them don't have any money.
That's exactly right. The debt was recourse to most of the investors, and you know, so the rest is pretty much history. Oh. And those, you know, forget the rest, but effectively those were two of the major problems.
Wow.
With it. DST is, a major step up. Still common owner real estate, but effectively what you have here is the investors have a beneficial interest in an actual trust, a Delaware statutory trust, that has certain inherent limitations in that structure. But what you what it does is it qualifies for 1031 exchange purposes, number one. And number two, you have a quality sponsor that effectively is giving you provides the services of managing that asset on your behalf as a fiduciary. So you have a quality sponsor that's been in business, that's done this, you know, over and over again. Their ability to negotiate leases, their ability to be able to, put on non-recourse debt on these properties is as good as it gets.
Well, if somebody doesn't need a 1031 exchange, let's say they just want to do better than 2% if they're in treasuries, let's say, or 1% if they're in a passbook account. How can this help somebody? Is it something that somebody could use for income?
Absolutely. And so a lot of individuals, the more and more individuals that are just looking for, good cash investment vis-a-vis, a traditional bank CD or, a fixed income instrument that's paying you less than inflation. These are typically offering cash on cash yields of, north of 5.5%, 6.5%, the tax equivalent yields, because people can, get the benefit of depreciation, are closer to 8.5%, 9%, depending on the person's individual depreciation or the ability to use that depreciation and tax bracket. But effectively, there's very, very little in the market that's anything close to this. So if you're selling a commercial real estate property, and instead of taking the depreciation recapture, the capital gains tax, both federal and state, plus our wonderful Obama's surcharge, the 3.8%. And if you're in a high tax state, certainly Florida is somewhat of a little of an exemption here. But
you're trying to buy properties in Florida.
We are trying to buy properties in Florida. That's exactly right. And but in this particular case, the ability to defer 100% of your federal and state capital gains, there's nothing quite like it. And to be able, and ultimately to take those proceeds, 100% of those proceeds, and reinvest in what they call like-kind property and like-leveraged property is really, really, truly unique. And this is, as I said, sort of a turnkey solution that people have at their fingertips, because it's very, very difficult to identify properties within a 45-day window that, the authorities allow you, the IRS allows you, and then to be able to close on a high-quality income-producing property within 100 days, particularly in a place like Florida.
Well, and even more so in a market environment like we're talking about, where we have low yield, everybody's looking for yield, everybody's looking for quality yield. So they start identifying these properties, they make them on their list of three or four, and then they can't get them, and they're left holding the bag with a couple days to go. That's perhaps a good use of this product.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So we're, if you just look at, the number of individuals that are now, turning 65 and, beyond.
I'm not there yet. Not there yet.
No.
Closing in, but not there yet.
But, certainly the aging demographic, you have a lot of individuals that have a very high appreciation in their properties. They have, very low basis. And so, looking for, potential exit and looking for current income, they don't want to necessarily manage their properties. So this is a perfect product for those individuals.
Wow. That sounds really good. How much time do we have before the break? Oh, my God, we got plenty of time. Okay, so now somebody has decided that they want to take their money. They want to either tax defer it into 1031, or they want to get some cash flow from real estate. And with inflation coming, I don't want to go through the whole thing that, but real estate's a nice inflation hedge. It's a great place to have something else balancing off your portfolio and stuff like that. Who's the typical kind of person that would buy something like this?
Multiple different individuals and institutions and partnerships and the like. So you have a broad variety of individuals. Certainly individuals that have owned real estate, and literally in certain cases, individuals that even own residences that are used for vacation purposes.
Really?
Or vacation rentals.
So not FERPTA,
no.
But other stuff.
Well, FERPTA is for international investors.
Oh.
In fact, it's funny that you mentioned that. International investors can actually, basically take advantage of 1031 exchanges as well.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's really cool. Hey, we're in Miami, guys. I hope that some flags went up there that what you could do here.
That's right.
Let's see. So this is for commercial property only.
Primarily commercial. Yes, it is for commercial property only. And typically you have in virtually every single asset class. So you have multifamily, residential in the form of multifamily. That's right. And then you have
hotels.
No hotels. Anything that's truly sort of high end operating. There's certain restrictions in the specific product that wouldn't
like a Walgreens or a CVS might be qualified for something that would be found in here. A racetrack gasoline or some other type of gas station. Those kind of things.
You typically would get a very very high quality credit tenant. You
know, banks, you
know, bank,
Wells
of America,
Fargo, Wells Bank of. Fargo. Well, you said Bank of America, and then you said high quality credit.
Well, that's exactly right. So effectively what you have here is CVS, you know, Walgreens, you have, you know, Bank of America, JP Morgan, Chase, you know.
Now, does somebody have to buy a whole thing, or do they have to buy one thing and one thing, or can they buy a little piece of this, a little piece of that, and piece together, gosh, I'm going to say the word, a portfolio?
That's exactly right. So, well, effectively a DST or a Delaware Statutory Trust can contain one property or multiple properties. And in that, you typically try to put together a portfolio of different assets that are high, you know, cash flowing and provide you with a certain amount of, you know, current income. The quality of the credit is, you know, typically in the quality of the product, the investment real estate that people participate in is typically much, much higher than what they could obtain on their own. Certainly the terms of the leases and certainly the terms of the debt, you know, that a company like is the sale of an Inland can obtain is substantially better than what an individual can obtain on their own.
So this is really a way for somebody to play with the big boys. That's and get a piece of the big boys by having and getting tax deferred. Oh, I'm getting the timeout. So we got to go to a break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about something really cool that I just learned about today. You guys are into crowdfunding for real estate. So if you want to hear about the cutting edge, we'll be right back after this short break with JL, say it yourself.
Ginchari.
Ah, high five to you. We'll be right back after this.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
All right, everybody, join me and catch every great play live at Sun Life Stadium on Sunday, November 2nd. Our Miami Dolphins take on the San Diego Chargers. We're all stronger together, Dolphins. There's a limited amount of tickets left for this game. You can get yours today at Dolphins.com. Dolphins.com is where Dolphins go to get their tickets at the best price in the market. So join me November 2nd when our Miami Dolphins take on their San Diego Chargers. Oh, my gosh. Stronger together. Dolphins.com. Good prices, good tickets. Go there today.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a certified commercial investment member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. I got the wave, and we are back on. We've got J.L.
Ginshard.
Ginshard. J.L. Ginshard. Got that right. That was just for you, Mike, in Chicago. Now, JL, we're here. We're talking about really cool new ways to capitalize your deals, and now your real estate deals. And now I'm going to pretend I'm young. Just for a minute. And we're going to talk about crowdfunding. Crowdfunding, as you all know, is the new hot buzzword in real estate. Now, the SEC hasn't gotten there yet, so we'll see what it looks like in a couple of years. But right now, I know JL has started a crowdfunding approach. JL, tell me what that is and how it works.
Sure. We think this is an exciting new area of growth in the real estate finance world. What you have is you have a different source, an alternative source now that individuals, institutions, operators can effectively access accredited investors via effectively a web portal. And crowdfunding is a little bit of a misnomer because this is really sort of available for accredited investors at this point in
time. It's not just people that can see me on the internet or as a Facebook friend and can give $10. This is the accredited investors, which is a technical term from FINRA. Is it FINRA?
It has
I'm not trying to bring all the outside boogeymen in, so we'll go away from that.
Exactly. Well, there's different regulators that look at different, but effectively you have to be a very wealthy and knowledgeable investor to be able to partake in these type of real estate investments.
Well said.
And
you should be a compliance officer.
Surprise, surprise, I think I am. But for all intents and purposes, what it allows you to do is it really just allows you for a different forum. And so it's very similar to the reason why when we were talking about the DST business, earlier, all of the policies and procedures that we basically put in place enable us to be able to take that and transfer that over into effectively what is becoming sort of an online world. So you said you wanted to pretend that you were going to become young. I bet, that it's the next generation that will actually be buying, their real estate online, very similar to the way that, that you currently buy your mutual funds and do your banking and everything else. And so effectively, this is a way that individuals can buy a very, very high quality piece of real estate from a very high quality sponsor, but do effectively at a very, very attractive price and get a very attractive yield over time. And so it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. That's beginning to happen at an alarmingly quick pace. There are certain funds that are looking to be placed. Basically, now I don't want to get too in the details, but effectively, what you have is you have the ability to be able to go out, and individuals have the access to the same access that you have to larger scale institutional investors, which gives individuals great power to basically make incredible investment decisions.
I was just at an event at one of the law firms. They were opening up their office. We were walking around. One of the guys came up to me and he started talking about how he put $200,000 of his shopping center equity raise up to crowdfunding to see if it was going to work. He said he hadn't really had that much success yet, but it may be because he's only $200,000 and a couple of pieces in somebody's deal. But it was interesting that this very conservative elder person that's older than me came up to me and started talking about that with one of the more youthful brokers in town who had already known because he had seen the offering because he was tracking it. So it really is happening. People are sticking their toe in the water. You said something interesting that was nuanced, though. You said access to institutional money. So is it possible to attract institutional capital that's been allocated for crowdfunding?
No, let me make sure I clarify that.
Please.
Although it's no different than individuals, there are institutions that will buy and funds that will be buying real estate online through for the crowdfunding portal.
Wow.
And let me, once again, accredited investor portal. So that is happening.
Wow.
But what I'm saying is that this allows individuals effectively to be able to access projects and co-invest alongside high-quality institutional investors as a part of the overall capital stack.
Like on the GP equity or whatever.
Eventually sort of the LP equity or the GP equity, yes. So, and it'll be
I guess it would
funds.
Be tranched, and now I'm getting too detailed and people are turning off and falling asleep. So we'll talk about the next thing.
That's exactly right.
What is another trend that you see coming into commercial real estate capitalization, buying, trading? Because that's what we said we were going to talk about.
There's a lot happening in the space. So, you know, we had talked about, you know, multiple different sort of avenues and channels where people were trying to access
private
capital.
Private equity.
Private equity is certainly, private equity, we tend to work with a lot of different groups. And so we work with institutional investors, we work with retail investors, accredited investors, you know, through multiple different channels. And one of the biggest avenue where a lot of, you know, high quality real estate sponsors are really pursuing is the family office sort of market. And so those family offices are, you know, either pools of wealthy individuals and individuals that realize that, you know, they created sort of offices for themselves to invest, and now they've invited other wealthy families, and then really created some pretty amazing institutions to be able to offer sort of those services to other families. So they have now created a whole new industry, if you will, and a whole new, almost like the group of RIAs, registered investment advisors, to basically offer, you know, services and to invest on behalf. But their terms tend to be, you know, very flexible, very amenable. It's very different than institutional capital. And so there's very certain nuances that people are looking for, you know, when they actually try to approach that specific market. But they're becoming family offices, you know, because that's a very attractive capital and because these are very, very intelligent individuals that run these platforms. What the sponsors are looking for is they're looking for that long-term partnership that effectively what, you know, those family offices tend to allow. And they're not beholden to timeframes. They're not beholden to specific rates. And they have, you know, that tends to be much more patient and quality capital. Well, I don't want to say quality capital. It's all quality capital. But in this particular case, it's very, very, you know, different capital that's, you know, subject to a very different set of terms.
Now, you've had some personal experiences working with and in family offices in the past, particularly in Mexico. Tell me a little bit about your experience in Mexico working with a family office, particularly, I believe it was in the low-income housing sector?
Yeah, so we, you're going a little far back, but, you know, still very, very active down in Latin America, you know, what we call affordable entry level housing or low income housing,
right,
as you know, is really sort of the core demographic, you know, that we sort of pursue down there. We have a partner in Mexico that ultimately will build something close to 26,000 homes in Mexico this year. And so that is a sector that is becoming much more institutionalized. There's a lot of interest in Mexico because a lot of the reforms that have actually taken place in Mexico recently. But I would say that for those investors that are looking to do something beyond the United States, you got to really be careful in what you're, you know, what you're looking at and what you're trying to do. The risk-adjusted returns, you know, to invest in a country like Mexico or Brazil or wherever, is pretty pretty tight. So you really have to understand what you're doing. But you know, we've seen the capital coming more into the United States versus, you know, traveling to Latin America. And, you know, the opportunities for foreign investors in the U.S. market are truly remarkable.
Okay, well, this is South Florida. That has a little bit of an interest to the people that live and work here. So we're going to tease the next segment just a little bit. We're going to talk more about the opportunities for international investors in the United States and the different channels that they use to bring that capital to the marketplace and how JL works with them. We'll be doing that on the other side of the hour, so stick with us. Enjoy the beautiful day. Enjoy your ride home and enjoy our quick and pithy conversation about new trends in real estate capitalization. We'll be right back after this short break. Take it away. All right. And when you're looking to take it to the streets, make sure you stop off at Warren Henry. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. And that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, you know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon and Freedom Business guest Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise that puts you first, U Health Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
And now, 880 The Biz traffic.
Delays in Miami-Dade County, southbound 95 through the Golden Glades, all due to a broken down vehicle. Southbound 95 at 135th Street blocking a center lane. Also, the entrance ramp is blocked from 151st Street to southbound 95 for emergency vehicles. Delays on the Palmetto continue southbound from 58th Street down to the Dolphin. Broward, a much better ride. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at Total Traffic MIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I love that move that tells me to come on. It's like you gather me in and bring me back on the air. I just love it. Okay, U Health, that's the University of Miami Health System. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida, and U Health is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now U Health is in Plantation, and soon it'll be on the West Coast. What sets U Health apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to health care. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medication to make sure your care is second to none? Well, hey, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, folks, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for an 11th year in a row, and it also includes the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You know, you can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great, and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things over there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. So discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear. Wow! I feel nice.
All right, we have turned the half hour. We've had a little fun. We paid some bills, and now we're back with Jean-Louis Gunchard. Did I still get it right?
You still blew
it. I told him I'm going to take me six times, and in the end, you're just going to say it yourself.
I think we're on seven.
All right. Well, you're the guy that keeps up. You're the compliance manager. So he's the senior managing principal at Silver Portal Capital, LLC. He's got lots of years in investment banking. Really smart guy, very well connected. And we're going to talk some more about, let's talk about real estate investing foreigners into the United States. You were a private banker for many years with Bank of America in Latin America. You were bringing up the money, helping them invest here, giving them advice. What's going on with all that? We're here in Miami. You're in California. Different road, same folks?
I'll tell you what we've seen. You know, I've been in Miami now for a couple of days, and it's truly remarkable, you know, what we're seeing sort of in the city. It's I've
just
never
add
seen,
water.
Exactly.
Just add water.
Never seen such tremendous growth. You know, this looks like a, you know, a city that has an incredible and impeccable future.
Oh.
You know, the amount of growth here and the amount of infrastructure that's being built is truly spectacular. A lot of that, you know, we believe is foreign capital that's coming in. We think that's, you know, pretty smart investment. You know, what a lot of people are making at this point in time. A lot of foreigners, as you know, as we've spoken about, Jim, have a lot of their money parked in, you know, very low yielding CDs and bonds of, you know, foreign entities, you know, where the risk reward is substantially less than what they could obtain in, you know, traditional real estate investments or other investments. And so, you know, we think the opportunities for those individuals to be able to invest in, you know, products like we discussed, you know, DSTs or, you know, or triple net properties or, you know, some of the growth that you're seeing in around here in some innovative structures is certainly, you know, unique. Clearly, you know, most foreign investors, you know, have to deal with FIRPTA issues and FATCA issues, you know, without getting too technical in the terms. These are, you know, reporting.
You're excused, by the way.
Thank you. These are foreign, you know, issues that, you know, that foreign investors have to do that, you know, certainly add to their potential returns. But, you know, there are ways to structure around that. You know, there's innovative structures that, you know, very many institutional investors have been using for quite some time that, you know, we're creating, you know, making that available to individual investors, you know, to come in through, you know, without making it, again, too complicated feeder structures or, you know, other types of instruments that people can have at the same access, as I said once before, you know, in, you know, the same type of quality properties that some of the largest institutional investors, in, you know, are investing in the United States.
Now, so a foreigner can get into these. You have good programs. You have good relationships with them. And most of the times, these are family offices, and you have an excellent track record with family offices. So when you're doing all this stuff, typically, who's working with you to access the families? Because I've got to believe that they're surrounded and insulated by a whole lot of consultants.
Well, you know, I think people have figured out over time is they want to do business, you know, with people that are, you know, honest, that are ethical, and the people that are, you know, that have been around for a long time that have a good track record. You know, fortunately, in our particular case, I've had the great fortune of you know, having worked with a lot of incredible families and families talk to other families and groups talk to other groups and, you know, had the, you know, as I said, great fortune to be able to work with, you know, quite a few. And so that has led to, you know, some great success in a lot of things that we've actually been doing. But more importantly, I think we tend to seek out sort of opportunities where, you know, people want to be part of that, you know, part of the growth, very similar to what you're seeing in Miami. You know, we came down here to look at, you know, sort of, is this a market, you know, that we should be spending a lot more time in? You know, how do we participate in the growth? How do we help fuel sort of the growth? How do we, you know, in fact, you know, participate, be on, you know,
be here on the show, get the word out, meet
right.
some different people here in town. Let's hold on for a minute, because a guy like you just doesn't parachute into town to be on, well, I know you would just to be on my show, but to meet with a couple of old friends for dinner. You must have come here on business. I don't want you to give away everything that's your trade secrets, but generically, who's the type of person that you would fly across the country to meet with other than, of course, me?
as I said, we work with a lot of very, very high quality institutional caliber real estate operators. And these are developers, or these are people that acquire real estate and operate and manage real estate, you know, very, very effectively. But for the fact that they're private, you know, these are public company equivalents. And so these are individuals that invest hundreds of millions of dollars in real estate on an annual or biannual, you know, basis. We came here specifically at the request of a couple of groups, you know, to really get a feel. You know, they told us that a lot of things were happening in Miami. You know, we had been here before. I lived here for a period of time, as you well know.
No. You said your wife lived here and you lived on an airplane going to Latin America. I listen. Can't say your name, but don't forget a word you said.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, spent a lot of time here in Miami. And I'll tell you, it's truly, as I said before, remarkable to see what's happening in this town.
My hometown. I absolutely love it. You couldn't get me out of here with a shoehorn. You know what I mean.
And so this has been, you know, the number of different investors, you know, that have come into this market, both individuals and institutional, but this is really becoming much, I believe, sort of more of an institutional market. I think that, you know, investors, you know, serious investors are beginning to take note. As you know, after the market rolled back in 2008, 2009, you know, the people were running for sort of the exits in a lot of different towns. Miami wasn't very different, as I think everyone experienced. And a lot of people flocked to sort of the bigger, well-known towns, Boston, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco. I think what you're seeing now is, you know, that game is pretty much, you know, it's never going to be played out in those towns, but those towns are very, very expensive. But you start seeing sort of a certain amount of critical mass that's being built in this town, and this town is really starting to show us some signs that, you know, this is going to be not only sort of speculative growth, but this is going to be real serious growth and in infrastructure that's going to be here for a lot of years to come.
Well, I think that it's very important. And my favorite map, I saw it many years ago, and I keep it in my mind's eye every day, is the map of the world that the Beacon Council, the local business recruitment group, put out many years ago. And it shows that multi-hemispheric map of the world where, like, they take the globe and they stretch it and make it flat, not to be Christopher Columbus, but flat.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it was Columbus Day on Monday. Anyway, and when you look at Miami, it's in the center of the world.
Really?
Yes.
I thought your office was the center of the world.
No, my office is the center of the universe. You were confused. We have much bigger gravitational pull in my office.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
And so, but high five to you. I'll give you 25 cents later.
Thank you.
And with the Panama Canal and this post-Panamax, you know, they'll be stopping here on their way to Savannah or Jacksonville. They'll be breaking bulk. It'll be a fabulous place. But I believe that Miami is the city of the century, much the way London, Singapore, Hong Kong, San Francisco, New York, Los Angeles, they've all had their times. And their times may still yet be here. But Miami's time has come. And I'm not selling condos. Yeah. I'm not selling the dream. I'm commenting on what I see. On what I see in downtown Miami, what I see in the newspaper, what I see on public transportation that I occasionally take, what I see when I speak to people in the restaurants that are fancy and the restaurants where I'm standing in line to pick up my burger. We're all pulling together and going in the same direction, and it's a wonderful thing. Oh, if we could only get the political leadership in Washington and Tallahassee to help us out, but this isn't a political show. So, JL, what do you think is the real trend in global finance that's coming together to help move your business forward, because you're taking advantage of a whole lot of different things?
I would say, you know, much of what we've been talking about. In fact, if you look at what, you know, what the institutional investors are doing, and a lot of what's really happening here in Miami, you were seeing, you know, some very large shifts in asset allocations towards real estate and infrastructure. I think, you know, Miami's a huge beneficiary of that shift. I think you're going to continue to see that. I think that's one of the biggest issues. You know, the big institutions, like individuals, don't like to deal with a lot of volatility. They don't like to deal with uncertainty. You know, they want to be able to satisfy their income requirements and their, you know, their future payouts in the pension funds. And so in this particular case, you know, I think you're going to continue to see asset, you know, assets move into the real estate asset class. And when I talk about assets, you know, money and funds in a very, very significant way. I would say that, you know, that's one of the bigger trends that we're seeing. I would say that you know, many of the institutions that we've known have gone from allocations roughly from 7% to 10%, in certain cases 15%. There's institutions out there that say you're not really enlightened unless you have like a 20% allocation to real estate.
Hold on, take a breath, because I remember in business school in the mid-80s, they were saying they were at 2% going to 7%. So, wow, I know what happened with real estate when they moved their allocation needle before. It's going to be great. We've only got a minute left in this segment, and I know you're going to be speaking about this to a big group of folks. Tell us a little bit about how you're going to be speaking to our sponsors on the show soon.
Effectively, we work and have a very nice relationship and association with the CCIM group.
My favorites.
And CCIM is an incredible organization. We happen to like them actually quite a bit and be part of that, because they're all about education. They're all about, you know, making sure they do the right thing. They're all about, you know, making sure that their people follow a certain level of standards. It's the highest in the industry, in the commercial real estate brokerage industry. So we couldn't be more thrilled to be affiliated with such an incredible organization, and couldn't be more thrilled to you know, look and continue to help educate sort of their constituency to really understand much more. But they do an incredible job in that aspect.
We're going to be right back after this short break. JL and I are going to kind of go through real quickly the types of things we talked about early in the show while you were in the elevator or stuck in traffic or being cut off by that guy. So if you missed some of the concepts that we've been referring to, we're going to go over them quickly. So we'll do that. Stick around. Get your pencil ready, because we'll be back after this. All right, I want to remind everybody that out of 18,000 dealerships in the United States, Warren Henry again took top honors for another year, ranking among the best dealerships to work for. For the third year in a row, they were number one in Infinity. They're proving that the greatness that they've achieved in satisfying the customers' goals comes from within their great cultural environment. High five to my buddy Larry Zinn. the third generation at Warren Henry. Oh my gosh, Warren and Dave, you better be happy and proud. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want, and the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased, my gosh, all my Infinities from them, I always knew I was getting the best price because they always guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something. I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, JL, you're from San Diego, right?
Absolutely.
All right, well, then you need to be back in a couple of weeks so that you can join me at the November 2nd game at Sun Life Stadium when my Miami Dolphins take on your San Diego Chargers, because Dolphins, we're all stronger together. There's a limited number of tickets available for that game, and we're going to kick some booty. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. It's where Dolphins go to get the best prices on the best seats for Dolphins games. Dolphins.com. I will see you at Sun Life Stadium November 2nd when our Miami Dolphins kick booty on JL's Chargers. Oh.
If you're looking to connect your business and your rainmakers with South Florida's best business opportunities, then you need to get connected with South Florida Business and Wealth. To learn more, visit sfbwmag.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, welcome back to the Real Estate Playground of the Future. We are having a great time today with Jean-Louis Guichard. Did I get it?
Perfect.
Oh, high five! Hashtag high five! He's the Senior Managing Principal, Super... Oh, God. Oh,
there you go.
Yeah,
you got one right. You got one right.
From Silver Portal Capital. Besides being a founder and a senior managing principal, he's the compliance officer. They don't have to worry about getting out in front of my skis. We're going to go over some of the concepts that we've talked about during the show in case you're joining us late. First off, you guys are putting together some new products with one of my big clients, Inland Real Estate. High five to Mike Shearer and the boys up at Inland. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. As we talked a little bit earlier in your program, Inland has a very innovative solution for individuals that are trying to effect a 1031 exchange. They acquire commercial real estate properties, very high-quality core real estate property, and then package them as Delaware statutory trusts and then reoffer them to accredited investors. And they've done incredibly successfully in this product. I think they're 70 to 80% of the market today. There's no one that even comes close to, you know, the caliber and the quality and the breadth of the product that these guys have put together. And for all intents and purposes, you know, they offer such breadth and depth that, you know, the ability for individuals to be able to come into this product, it's really, you know, there's nothing quite like it in the market. We've seen other sponsors, but, you know, we have not, you know, yet endeavored to take on other sponsors at this point in time, just given sort of, you know, what we think it takes, you know, to be able to basically provide, you know, the caliber and the quality of the real estate to accredited investors.
Now, you've also stuck your toe in a very big way into the, we'll call it crowdfunding so people understand what we're talking about, but a very sophisticated way for certain types of people to invest in real estate, and you think this is going to take hold and going forward. Tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. Crowdfunding, and a lot of people use crowdfunding a little bit loosely. You know, we like to say,
and
it's
we
more
don't
of,
want to do that. The SEC will be on us.
That's exactly right. So it's more of an accredited investor portal, and so okay. This is purely for individuals that are very sophisticated, have a certain level of income, and that very understand sort of the transactions that they're actually getting into. But in this particular case, more importantly, we think sort of the theme of crowdfunding, the ability for individuals to be able to access information regarding real estate, regarding products and properties online, is coming. We think that individuals will be able to buy real estate very similar to the way they buy, mutual funds, and they do their banking online. It's just a matter of time before individuals will buy a quality piece of property or a slice of a quality piece of property from a quality sponsor in the near future. And that's coming quickly.
I have an article on real estate capital markets, CMBS, from like the mid-80s. And it talked about the securitization business for real estate. And I wrote on the top of it in like my middle child's, scratchy, this is the future of real estate. Well, now it sounds like that is.
That is. I would say to most of your listeners, beware of, the sponsors and the individuals. Make sure, the groups have an incredible.
Compliance officer. Scare them from doing a bad deal with the wrong person.
Well, I just say you want to make sure you're buying quality real estate from a person that's been doing real estate. We've done we've raised over $17 billion in capital. We've done $5 billion of that here at Silver Portal. From all perspectives, we work with some of the highest quality sponsors in the nation. And, we typically co-invest alongside some of the biggest institutional investors. There's a lot of people out there that are going to be offering a lot of real estate online. A lot of it's not going to be high quality. It's not going to have the right sponsor. And it's certainly not going to be disclosed in a way that it should be disclosed. This is all about, really you and your, listeners getting access to, high quality information, being able to access that, being able to determine whether or not this is a suitable, investment for you. And more importantly, making sure that you get, something that you feel very comfortable with and something that will provide the type of income, that most people are looking for, particularly now.
Now, I know that you work with a lot of different real estate organizations. We only have a few minutes left. So we talked a little bit about the CCIMs. Who are some of the firms that you do business with?
We work with, some of the top quality brokerage firms in the industry. So firms like NAI Global, Marcus Millichap, Colliers. We work with, very, very high quality firms. In fact, we believe that, the quality of, specific individuals and institutions is, paramount to, everything that we do. And so we like to align ourselves with institutions that we consider to be, the type of, provide the type of information, the access to, quality product that we see from those type of firms.
And then real quickly, because we're sort of getting up again, how much time do we have left there? 4 minutes, so we've got 2 minutes for you and then 2 minutes for me.
Perfect.
A quick overview of the trends on capital coming in from Latin America, since you were a private banker covering Latin America for many, many years.
Well, I'd say not only sort of on the private banking side, but also, just in terms of sort of the institutional side of the business, which, from a corporate finance and investment banking perspective, I think the capital flows, there are no borders. There is no such thing as a border at this point in time. And so I think you're going to continue to see flows work both ways. Where Americans and large institutional investors and individual investors are going to continue to invest in countries like Mexico and Brazil. You're going to continue to see investors in Mexico and Brazil invest very, very heavily in markets in the United States, looking to diversify sort of their holdings. I think every day, that's just going to make it, easier and easier to do. So from our perspective, I think it's ultimately, making sure that people understand the risks and the returns and making sure that they're getting sort of access to the type of, product that they're looking for. But the opportunities, in my opinion, despite the fact that, real estate prices have risen, I think on a risk-adjusted basis, U.S. real estate still is, probably one of the best places to invest. It's, the cleanest legal system. It's, one of the safest places to be. It's one of the areas where, when you look at, the ability to invest in a place that's as diverse and as interesting as a place like Miami, it just doesn't get much better than this. And I think, you compare that to other places in the world and other parts of our own country, this is a really exciting place to be.
Wow. Jean-Louis Guinchard, how'd I do?
You did awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. You haven't done such a bad job yourself.
Thank you.
I promised everybody a real look into Wall Street and Main Street and how they intersect on International Drive in Orlando, I guess. but you really have, brought it down so that our listeners could really understand at, our level, the things that you do at 10,000 square feet with a lot of the highest, most powerful, highest, oh, gosh. some of the most high-powered professional investors in real estate around the country. I want to thank you for flying across the country to see them and be on our show.
I really appreciate being here.
It's our pleasure.
Awesome.
Oh, listen, man, hopefully we'll have a chance to do more. Maybe we'll get out to San Diego, see you and some of our friends out on the West Coast. But I want to close the show. I want to thank some of the people that helped make all this possible. I want to thank South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine. We got to get you in there, John Louis.
I'd love to do it.
All right. Well, you heard that. You heard that, Kevin. We're getting them in there. All right. CCIM, I want to thank them. You got a lot of pub today, CCIM.
Absolutely. One of the best organizations and affiliations that one could be part of.
All right. Tarek Maddox, keeping me fit for life, and you health, making sure I'm always fit. Warren Henry Automotive. High five again to Larry for getting those top dealership awards. The NFL Alumni Association, caring for kids. The Miami Dolphins, Social Media 305. The Miami Marlins, Lauren's Kids. Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, you health. But of course, the bottom line, I always thank you, my listeners. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. I want to make sure I thank the Miami Dolphins. I don't know if I did. Thank you, Dolphins. Follow me at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. We get lots of hits on the website, and it's really going up. I saw the statistics. I guess I'm doing better. If you missed today's show, it'll be on our webpage probably by Saturday. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next Thursday. We're going to have Larry's in. We're going to talk football and cars. It's going to be awesome. We're going to make sure you remember that this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other makes an excuse. So go out there and make it happen now.
They say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. I don't